سورة التحريم. We find that the themes of Surah At-Tahrim are most beautiful. Allah tells us about family life in Islam. He explains the relationship between the husband and the wife, how it's supposed to be based on trust and loyalty. And we find Allah presenting a broad spectrum of woman's role in different spheres. We find the depiction of a saint, of a scholar, and of a queen and wife. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu, O Prophet, why do you forbid that which Allah has allowed to you, seeking to please your wife? And Allah is all-forgiving, most merciful. Allah has already ordained for you the absolution from your oaths, and Allah is your protector, and He is the All-Knower, the All-Wise. We find that on one occasion, the Prophet ﷺ swore that he would not eat honey again. He was not allowed to follow his personal desires in making something haram, because had he followed this promise, then Muslims would also have felt that maybe there was something wrong in honey. Now Allah says, remember, when the Prophet disclosed a matter in confidence to one of his wives, then she told it to another, and Allah made it known to him. He informed part thereof and left a part. Then when he told her thereof, she said, who told you this? He said, the All-Knower, the All-Aware has told me. What secret was this? Allah does not tell us. Now we find in this ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explaining the meaning of the ayat. Hunna libasul lakum wa antum libasul lahunna. They are a garment for you and you are a garment for them. What do our clothes do? They protect us, they hide our secret parts, and they enhance our beauty. In the same way, the relationship between a husband and his wife is one of loyalty and trust. Not that the wife betrays every confidence that the husband gives her, that the minute he leaves for the office, she rings up the mother and tells her. Allah goes on to say that if you too turn in repentance to Allah, it will be better for you. Your hearts are indeed so inclined, but if you help one another against Him, then indeed Allah is His protector and Jibreel and the righteous among the believers. And furthermore, the angels are His helpers. It may be if He divorced you, that His Lord will give Him instead of you, azwajan khayran minkunna, wives better than you. Now who are these? Allah gives us a picture of the ideal Muslim women. Muslimatin, women who submit, women who have surrendered to Allah. Mu'minatin, believers, they have iman, they have depth. It's not just the rituals, they follow the spirit behind the rituals. Anita, turning to Allah, obeying Allah. Qunut, this quality of sensitivity to Allah. Ta'ibat, turning to Allah in repentance. Abidat, worshipping Allah sincerely. Sa'ihat, fasting. Sayyibati wa abkara, whether previously married or virgins. Subhanallah, all these qualities, and we need to analyze ourselves. Do we even possess one? Forget all of these qualities? Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O you who believe, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Our problem is, the wife turns to Islam and she alienates the husband. Instead of sharing Islam with the husband, she makes him feel Islam is a burden. She makes him feel Islam is a nuisance and something that spoils their relationship. The husband turns towards Islam, he starts neglecting the wife and children. One child turns towards Islam and he thinks he's better than the rest of the family. Allah says, no, you must move together. وَأَنْفُسَكُمْ وَأَهْلِيكُمْ نَارًا. Otherwise your families will become enemies for you. They will become obstacles in the path of your obeying Allah. Save yourselves and your families against a fire whose fuel is men and stones. Why is it that we find the children of some wonderful Muslims disobeying Allah and reckless sinners? Because the parents never bothered to tell them. The parents neglected the children, they were so busy serving Islam. Allah says, no. Kullukum ra'in wa kullukum masoolun an riayatihi. The Prophet ﷺ said these words. Every one of you is a shepherd and every one of you will be asked about his flock. So the mother won't just be asked, well, did you go out and teach Islam? She will be asked, did you teach your children? Did you raise your children? So Allah says, save yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones, over which are angels, stern and severe, who disobey not the commands they receive from Allah, but do that which they are commanded. O you who disbelieve, make no excuses this day. You are being requited only for what you used to do. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, tubu ilallah, tawbatan nasuha. O you who believe, turn to Allah with sincere repentance. Why does Allah qualify the repentance? Not just tawbah, as we say, tawbah, tawbah, I shouldn't say this, and we go ahead and say it anyway. No, tawbatan nasuha, a sincere repentance. There are four basic conditions of tawbah. One is the true sorrow should be felt. Not that you just regret that you can't do that sin anymore, but true sorrow that you ever wasted your time in that sin. The second condition, that the crime should be stopped immediately. Not that you are calmly doing that sin and then you say, oh, may Allah forgive me. Third condition, that there should be a sincere intention not to repeat it. Not that we make a mockery of Tawbah. One day we're doing Tawbah and the next day we're back to what we were doing before. And fourthly, if it involved the rights of others, we need to seek their forgiveness. If you stole something from someone, you need to return it. If you gossiped about someone, you need to pray for them or ask their forgiveness. And we need to remember above all, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. Good deeds wipe out evil deeds. So if you want your Tawbah to be accepted, then follow it up with a good deed. Why should we do sincere repentance? Asa Rabbukum. Maybe your Lord will expiate from you your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow. The day that Allah will not disgrace the Prophet and those who believe with him, their light will run forward before them and in their right hand. Noor. Where do we get noor from? Allahu noor as-samawati wal-ard. Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. And that's why we find that beautiful Masnoon Dua in which we pray that Allah places noor in our tongues, noor in our eyes, noor in our ears, noor on our right side, on our left side, above us, underneath us, all around us. What will the believers be praying? Rabbana atmim lana noorana. Complete our light for us. Don't let our light be uncertain that one day we prayed and the next day we didn't pray. One day we read the Quran, the next day we were gossiping. And this is the light of the munafiq, wavering, uncertain. You know, that comes and goes flickering and then it will be extinguished completely. The mu'min will pray, Atmim lana nurana, complete our light for us. Let it shine out, firm and strong, not wavering, not flickering, not uncertain, like a shining beacon in the darkness. Waghfir lana, and forgive us. Forgive us those sins that we committed. Innaka ala kulli shayin qadir. Indeed you are able to do all things. Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, strive hard against the disbelievers and the hypocrites and be harsh against them. Their abode will be hell and worst indeed is that destination. Daraballahu masala. Allah sets forth an example for those who disbelieve. The wife of Nuh and the wife of Lut alayhimus salam, they were under two of our righteous slaves, but they both betrayed them. So they helped them not against Allah. وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّخِلِينَ. And it was said, enter the fire along with those who enter. What example is this? We find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala telling us, again reiterating the loyalty that a wife owes to her husband and the husband's mission. So these were Prophet's wives. But they betrayed them. How did they betray them? This is not marital infidelity. This refers to the fact that they did not support their husband's mission. Now we find cases where the husband is turning towards Allah and the wife discouraging him. And the wife is taunting him and the wife is always dissuading him. But stop it and don't become so religious and you're becoming so boring. So the wife can either encourage her husband and support him, or by discouraging him, she can become a barrier in his path of nearness to Allah. Allah says, when these wives betrayed their husbands, they did not support them, did not support their mission, what happened? They could not help them against Allah. Not that they were told, well, because your husband was a prophet, then you're going to be saved. And some women think that, oh, my husband's very good, so he'll take me to Jannah with him. No. وَقِيلَ ادْخُلَ النَّارَ مَعَ الدَّاخِلِينَ. It was said to them, enter the fire along with those who enter. If the prophets could not help their wives, then what about us? Where do we stand? وَضَرَبَ اللَّهُ مَثَلًا. And Allah sets forth an example for those who believe. Now at the other end of the spectrum, إِمْرَأَةَ فِرْعَوْنَ. The wife of Fir'aun. On one end you have the wife of Nuh and Lut alayhimus salam, that they are the wives of the most pious of creation. But because they disbelieve, because they disobey, their husbands cannot help them. And on the other hand, you have the wife of the most evil in creation, the wife of Fir'aun. What does she say? What's so special about her? إِذْ قَالَتْ رَبِّ ابْنِ لِي عِنْدَكَ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ. When she prayed, oh my Lord, oh my Rabb, look at her intimacy with Allah, look at her love for Allah. Ibni, make, build, leave for me, indaka baytan fil jannah, a house near you in paradise. This woman surrounded by splendor, surrounded by palaces, by amazing power, for she rejects all that splendor. She doesn't pray for a palace in Jannah, she prays simply for a house, a small house, indaka. What's so special about it? That it should be near Allah. وَنَجِّنِي مِن فِرْعَوْنَ وَعَمِلِهِ. Save me from Fir'aun and his deed. Often women blame their husbands, well, we would love to do hijab, but our husband doesn't let us, and our husband doesn't let us read the Quran. This is an encouragement for all those with bad husbands. Surely no one's husband can be worse than Fir'aun, the epitome of evil. وَنَجِّنِي مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ and save me from the people who are wrongdoers. On one end of the spectrum, Allah depicts this queen who has everything and she rejects the dunya because she wants the hereafter. See how Allah loved her dua that Allah has mentioned it, preserved it in the Quran till the day of judgment. Wa Maryam and Maryam, Ibnata Imran, the daughter of Imran. What was so special about Maryam alayhi salam? Allati ahsanat farjaha, who protected her chastity. Now this word here is very important. We read the importance of haya, that when shaitan attacks, he attacks man's haya. What was so precious about Maryam alayhi salam? That she was a symbol of modesty and haya, not inclined to flirtatiousness, not inclined to loose or foul or obscene talk. Now in this day and age, generally the more obscene you are, the more confident, the more bold, the more outspoken you are, the more people respect you. Oh, she's not intimidated by anyone. She's so confident. You know, she just gives it to the men. Allah says, Allati ahsanat farjaha. She protected her haya. And we can see how our standards have changed. فَنَفَقْنَا فِيهِ مِنْ رُوحِنَا. So we breathed into her through our ruh. And Allah created within her Isa alayhi salam. Was that all she did? No. وَصَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا. She confirmed the truth of the words of her Lord. Women sometimes think of themselves as helpless. What can we do for Islam? And I'm so busy with my children. صَدَّقَتْ بِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّهَا. She confirmed the truth of the words of her Lord. She had ilm and she acted upon that ilm by raising Isa alayhi salam as a Muslim. Then we find, وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. It wasn't just outward show that she was pretending to be pious and pretending to be modest and shy. No, كَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. That beauty was within her as well. أَتَّقْوَهَا هُنَا. She protected that quality of humility before Allah. If we look at the other women of Islam, what do we find? We find a diversity of women's roles offered to us. Look at Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha, wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Do you know how old she was when he died? 18 years old. And she lived for many years after that. What did she do for Islam? She didn't even have any children. She served Islam by giving us a vast heritage of a hadith. And she was probably the best woman scholar. On one occasion, in fact, she asked Hazrat Abu Huraira, how come you've narrated more hadith than me? That shows really her joy and her emphasis, her love for knowledge, that she wanted to find out the reason for this. And Hazrat Abu Huraira replied humorously that when you were busy beautifying yourself, I managed to steal some moments with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this shows us the balance in Islam. Not that Hazrat Aisha, you know, renounced the world and wouldn't beautify herself and she was just busy memorizing a hadith all day long. She beautified herself for her husband because that too is ibadah. And she gave us this treasury of a hadith because that too is ibadah. Then we find Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha. What did Hazrat Fatima do? Her talent lay in raising the children. She was a homemaker. So we have a diversity, we have a spectrum of roles to choose from. Saint, scholar, mother, wife, queen. What was the common factor between all of these women? Muslimatin, mu'minatin, ta'ibatin, qanitatin, abidatin, sa'ihatin. They all believed in Allah. They all served Allah from their different spheres. We all have different niches. It's not for us to compare each other and say, no, I like Hazrat Fatima more than Hazrat Aisha or vice versa. It's not for us to pass judgments. They all served Islam. And at the end of the day, وَكَانَتْ مِنَ الْقَانِتِينَ. And that just sums them up. That they had this quality of qunut within them. The Prophet ﷺ said, the best prayer excels in qunut. See, women sometimes feel spiritually that, you know, everything in Islam has been given to the men. The jihad is for the man and everything is for the man. But Allah has told us in the Quran, أَنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنثَى. I will not let the work of any of you be lost, whether male or female. At the end of the day, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. The most honorable of you in Allah's eyes is the one who is the most Allah conscious. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.